baby. Let me right, let me love you to get right. Can't you let the others be? Cause with you is where I got to be. Yeah. Oh, sugar, where you been? Hanging out with male friends. Listen, somebody's gonna hurt you the way you love to keep hurting me. Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes. Oh, oh, Sheila, you know I want to be the only one. Oh, baby, understand that I want to be the only man. But it seems those getting too hard, and I think I'll start to have my own fun. It's plain to see that you're qualified to fulfill your needs. You think you're pulling over on me? Well, honey, baby, just wait and see. And we'll sing, oh, oh, Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes. Just wanna say, oh, oh, Sheila, you know I want to be the only one. Baby, it's 1, 2, 3. I love you, baby, honestly. I want to dee-da-dee-da-dee. A dee-da-dee-da-dee. Oh, oh, Sheila. Oh, Sheila. Oh, oh, Sheila. Oh, oh, Sheila. Oh, baby, love me right, let me love you till the bitter end. Can't you let the others be? Cause with you is where I got to be. Yeah. Oh, baby, understand that I want to be the only man. You think you're pulling over on me? Well, honey, baby, just you wait and see. And we'll sing, oh. Let me love you till the morning comes. Oh, oh, Sheila, you know I want to be the only one. Oh, Sheila, oh, oh, Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes. Oh, oh, Sheila, you know I want to be the only one. Oh, Sheila, here we go.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Teams of people actively combing through debris on the ground of Kerr County, Texas, looking for bodies in the aftermath of the flooding. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there.
The sheer amount of destruction, all of these trees just toppled over like toothpicks because the water movement was so powerful. And they're actually already starting to clean all of this up because that we're working, trying to get all of these trees out of here. Still so much more work to be done, and there's still more than 160 people still missing here in Kerr County.
Death toll from the flooding, at least 120 people. As the Senate works on possible sanctions against Russia over the war in Ukraine, Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting now with Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign secretary in Malaysia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meantime, is holding talks in Italy on trying to find an end to the war. President Trump's latest tariff threat, 50% against imports from Brazil over the case against former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A Wisconsin businessman says he's running for governor.
I'm Bill Berrien, and I'm running for governor.
56-year-old Bill Berrien announcing his candidacy in a video. Berrien is a former Navy SEAL and joins 43-year-old Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the only announced Republican candidate so far. Governor Tony Evers yet to announce if he'll seek a third term. Businesses in the Dells report not having an issue getting overseas employees despite a crackdown on immigration by the Trump administration. Businesses report getting more than enough workers via J-1 visas, which allow people to work for a limited time in the U.S. Door County Candle Companies created a special vanilla-scented candle, and 100% of profits will go toward Texas flood relief efforts. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop into the mid-60s tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms possible with a high in the mid-80s. If you haven't tried Grandpa's barbecue sauce yet, what are you waiting for? This stuff is amazing. Sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. Get some today. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you on Thursday morning with REM on Max FM.
Something you love,
and you'll never work a day in your life.
Just ask your favorite DJ.
The best music in the world.
The best.
The best music.
My favorite station.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:14 on Thursday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today will be partly sunny, a high of 83. Chances of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy with low of 67. On Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy. Shower and thunderstorm chances increase in the afternoon into the evening with a high of 86. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely with the low of 68. On Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are possible, partly sunny with a high of 83. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 83. Currently, it is 64 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. I hope everyone's having a great Thursday so far. We wrapped up our first day of broadcasting from the Sauk County Fair yesterday. We had a great time. We thank all of our listeners that stopped by to say hi to us. Emily, Rhonda, and myself, and Aaron had a great time with all you. We'll be back there today, 3 p.m. till 8 p.m., provided the weather cooperates with us. And stop by, say hi. We will be giving away tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells. We'll be giving away a pair of those tickets tonight, so stop on by to say hi, a chance to win those. We'll also have other Max FM swag available, so you could maybe get hooked up with a can koozie. All you have to do is show us that you have that free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device, and we will hook you up with the Max FM can koozie. We will be right over by the Washington Avenue entrance on the left side as you walk in, and you can't miss us in that big red circus wagon. We have a giveaway for tickets to see. Also, this is cool. The Badger State Truckin' Show. We're going to have two pairs of tickets that we're giving away for this. And all you have to do is sign up. We have the box right there for you to fill out all the pertinent information. We'll also be giving away Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster tickets tonight as well. So that's our giveaways. So much fun. We're excited about this. We do want to take a moment and say thank you to all of our fair broadcast partners. Baraboo State Bank, Circus Road Museum, Badger State Truckin' Show, Fireside Cabins, Handy Harry LLC. Those steps are amazing. One of our engineers was commenting last night to our crew on how great those steps are. So if you want to see their work, stop by. T&B Mineral Acres Mobile Petting Zoo. That is such a neat experience. So they're out at the Sauk County Fairgrounds as well. The Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, Iowa Waste Reduction Center, World Finance, Des Tech Alarms, and Crystal Grand. Thank you again to all of our fair broadcast sponsors. We appreciate each and every one of you. We hope that you all had a good time out there last night. We did not get a chance to go over and check out the flat track ATV races. Emily and I had kidded about that we should be out there doing that. So, yeah, we didn't get to do that. But we did get to be part of judging the cheesy beer bread competition. What a neat experience that was. And to be able to try out those different breads, oh, my goodness, those bakers, every one of them did an amazing job. It was so difficult to decide on a winner. That's a part that we struggled with as judges because they were all so very good. And we were able to get a winner. And Calvin did a great job. You heard him last night on the radio with us. Amazing. I still can't believe caramelized onions in beer bread with bacon. Oh, my goodness. One of the best beer breads ever that I've had. So congratulations to Calvin. He will be advancing on to the Wisconsin State Fair competition. So I'm impressed. I have to say, I still am thinking about that cheesy beer bread, and I'm like, can I take a sample of that back with me to the circus wagon? And who was I kidding? I just wanted to eat a little bit more of it. So, yes, congratulations to Calvin as well. We will, again, be out there again, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., as I mentioned a few moments ago. Wendy will be joining me later on into the afternoon, early evening to broadcast with me as well. You never know who's going to show up and broadcast with me. Rhonda was helping us out yesterday as well. Thank you to Rhonda and Emily for getting the wagon ready to go. Also, Drew Smith was integral in making that happen. It went off without a hitch. We had beautiful weather last night. We do hope that trend continues. We are keeping tabs on that system for Friday, and we will let everyone know in the afternoon what our plans are. Currently, our plan, obviously, is to broadcast live from the circus wagon at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Now, thunder and lightning, that means we will not. That means we will be broadcasting live from one of our studios on Friday afternoon and evening if we do see that. Because two things, lightning doesn't mix well, and neither does water with electronics. So we need to keep all of our electronics dry as well. So we'll keep everyone up to date. Either way, we will have live shows Friday. It's just a question of where exactly it'll be, but currently the plan is to be broadcasting live at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, and we'll be out there through Saturday. So Saturday is such a great day. And we'll be talking about all the food that's out there. Aaron got a chance to get a wrap from the 4-H booth, and that looked tasty. He did the healthier route. I was proud of Aaron, and then he looks over, and I've got my cheeseburger and cheese curds from the Farm Bureau. And I'm like, yeah, I am at least drinking water, right? And so we all got a good laugh out of that. So many good fair food choices. Someone asked us about the fries out there. I will go check that out, because as soon as I saw that text last night, I'm like, oh, yeah, those homemade fries are amazing. So, yeah, it's all about the food. And, no, I did not try any deep-fried Twinkies or anything like that. And, again, we're continuing that conversation. What's your favorite ride at the Sauk County Fair? Text that in to 608-355-9970. Or you can also text via the Free Civic Media app. I want to know what your free favorite ride is at the Sauk County Fair. Or if you don't have one, you could be like me and be like, yeah, I don't really need to do the rides as well. Or if you don't like the rides, what's your favorite thing to do at the Sauk County Fair? Text me. Let me know. We'll talk about those a little bit later. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and music by Brian Adams on Max FM.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Centurio with his first career walk-off, and he makes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown station.
Yeah.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave Grant on your Thursday morning. It is 6:28 on Thursday morning, pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo, looking outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oaks. Very minimal traffic, so yeah, no traffic jams in downtown Baraboo. There's your unofficial traffic report of Thursday morning. We're asking all of our listeners what your favorite ride is at the Saucony Fair. If you want to text that into 608-355-9970 and let us know what that is. We want to know what your favorite ride at the Saucony Fair is. Again, 608-355-9970. Let us know your thoughts on that. Or if you don't have a favorite ride, I totally understand that. What's your favorite thing to do at the Saucony Fair? Again, we're broadcasting live from there today, 3 to 8 p.m., weather cooperating. This was an interesting story that came across my feed this morning. I definitely Had a good chuckle out of it. And my wife and I do a lot of things together, obviously. She's got a regular full-time job, but she also works here part-time at Max FM, and she is our Sunday night person, as well as fills in on air, and she'll be joining me tonight as well. Actually, she'll be on a lot of Friday as well. So she's our fill-in person, and we appreciate her. And we do a lot of things here, like I said. And this is a married couple from the United States, ended up winning this year's wife caring contest in Finland. Would I do this? No way. I love my wife and all, but I don't want to take a chance of dropping her, and that's the reason I wouldn't do it. Here is Caleb and Justine Rossler talking about their big victory in the wife caring contest in Finland.
Feels good. She did a great job. We went underwater and she didn't panic. So we're happy. She did a good job. We're just going to have dinner and go to the party and celebrate with everybody. Never done anything like that. Jump in a water puddle with my wife. So I'm going to go hear some other stories from everybody else.
So he jumped into a water puddle with his wife. And all I'm thinking is if he drops his poor lovely wife in that water puddle, that's not going to go well for him. So yeah, I was like, wow. Kudos to him. He did not drop his wife, and we did not see any of the video of it either. So that's something I'm trying to find as well. But yeah, that is absolutely crazy. This guy and his wife from the United States won the wife caring contest in Finland. Would you do that with your spouse? Let me know as well. 608-355-9970. What I'd love to see is if the husband and wife text in separately what their thoughts are. Husbands, would you carry your wives in this contest? And wives, would you let your husband carry you? Let me know your thoughts. Text me and let me know. All texters will remain anonymous, 608-355-9970. Or you can always text in via the free Civic Media. Don't forget, tonight, Concerts on the Square back in downtown Baraboo. Natty Nation will be here. The plan is to have that on the courthouse lawn, 7 p.m., however, if the weather is rainy or anything like that, they will move that concert on the square into the Al Ringling Theater. So as of right now, concert is scheduled to be outdoors. We will monitor everything and provide updates later on this afternoon if anything changes with that. We're going to take a look at everything going on in the Max FM listening area. We have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, and look at weather on Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, and all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. In addition to the Sauk County Fair, so many events going on throughout the area. Be sure to check out SaukCountyFair.com for all the details about each daily event and the grandstand show. Some of the other area events include Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser at Durwood's Glen. This event will be held Saturday night, July 12th, 3 until 7 p.m. Join for music, bagpipers, food, and drinks. The entry fee is $20 per car. Parking is limited, so please carpool if possible. This is an outdoor event at Durwood's Glen. Don't forget to bring your blankets and the lawn chairs. Music will begin at 3:15, continue at 4:30, and then 5:45. Again, this is Saturday, July 12th. It's Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser for Durwood's Glen. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization is going to be hosting a Brat Fry. This is going to be on Saturday, July 12th in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Viking Village BP. Brats, hot dogs, burgers, and so much more. Credit cards are accepted. Again, this will run from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Reedsburg at the Viking Village BP. It's a Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization Brat Sale. All the details about the organization and the Brat Fry can be found at booseniors.org.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com. to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
After you enjoy seeing all the Sauk County Fair animals, how would you like to add some adorable goats, sweet ponies, or a sassy donkey to your next party? T&B Mini Acres brings the petting zoo to you. Call 608-405-2879 to find out more.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
There's no stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:38 on Thursday morning with Genesis. That's all on Max FM.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame. I could leave, but I won't go, though my heart might tell me so. I can't feel a thing from my head
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:42 on your Thursday morning. It's a beautiful morning out there so far. I was out and about already. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today will be partly sunny, high of 83. We do have a chance of afternoon shower and thunderstorms. Those continue into the evening. Mostly cloudy with a low of 67. Tomorrow, shower and thunderstorm chances. Mostly cloudy with high of 86. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, a high of 83. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 83. Currently is 64 degrees and partly sunny outside the Wecker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios. At the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo, beautiful morning out there. We can see the wind is blowing just a little bit out there, but it is looking nice out there. We're starting to see the traffic increase throughout the downtown Baraboo area as people are heading off to most likely work or other places, so we hope everyone's having a great day. Don't forget, we are broadcasting live tonight at Sauk County Fair again, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be in the big red circus wagon. Stop by, say hi, and start listening right around 3 o'clock to find out how you have a chance to see tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers at the Crystal Grand in Lake Delton. That is going to be a great show. We're giving away at least one pair of tickets today while broadcasting live at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Now, this guy probably won't be getting any tickets to go see the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Today's life lesson, don't get drunk and pick a fight on a golf course. This guy might be a former NHL enforcer. In this case, it's former New York Ranger Nick Jurecki. The drunk guy's buddy is trying to play peacemaker, but the drunk keeps coming. So again, this guy goes at it with the New York Rangers, former Nick Jurecki, on the golf course. We're not sure what this guy was thinking, but obviously alcohol played a part in his decisions. And we're going to play a clip of this, and this is crazy. Oh, maybe we're going to play that clip. We'll see if it will cooperate with us this morning. Apparently things are. So again, a drunk guy picked a fight on the golf course with a former NHL enforcer.
You guys need to get off the golf course.
You're not scaring anybody.
Come on, man.
I told you!
Man, leave him alone.
You want an idea?
He just came at me!
Leave him alone!
Hey!
You want a go guy?
Hey, leave him alone, man.
Bang!
Hey.
Bang!
Come on, man.
Bang!
Yeah, so this is just crazy. These guys are out on the golf course, and it does not say that of how everything transpired after this. What we know is Nick pushes a drunk into a water hazard. The drunk keeps coming at Nick, so he gives him some head blows, apparently, before getting him away from this whole situation. And now Nick is a youth hockey coach, and this incident is still under investigation. So there's more to this story. It seems like, again, the drunk guy picked a fight on the golf course, and then the former New York Ranger Nick Jurecki decided that he was going to put this guy into the water hazard. There is video of this out on the internet as well. We're not playing that today, but you can go out and see this video. It's from the morning skate. You can go look at it on X. And you can just see that, you know, this guy, Nick is out there trying to golf, and then this guy walks up and just goes at it. And I don't understand what he was thinking. And he takes that first push, and then, yeah, he ends up in the water hazard. And so the guy's buddy's like, dude, knock it off. This is not appropriate behavior on the golf course. This guy comes running back out of the water hazard and then starts pushing him again. And that's when the fisticuffs start. And again, they're trying to keep everyone separated. This video is definitely very interesting. And, you know, when you see a former NHL hockey player, I mean, this guy is huge. And he was just out there trying to enjoy his golf game. And this other guy is so drunk, he just does not give up. But watching this, it was definitely very much a very bad move, obviously. Again, there were some factors in here. I mean, I can see where you want to just be out golfing and enjoy your day. You know, you don't want those things to happen. It's all about the nice weather. It's about golfing. The only thing that I get upset about when I'm golfing is when my balls end up in the woods because, you know, it went to the right or the left as it shouldn't have. But I don't even get that upset about it because, you know, eventually somebody else is going to find those out there and go, hey, I wonder how this person's golf balls end up all the way over here. So, yeah, the moral of the story is don't get drunk. Don't pick a fight on the golf course. Just go out and enjoy your golf game or try to the best you can with, you know, depending on how that golf game is going as well. Maybe that's what led up to this. Maybe this guy was just having a bad day of golfing. Who knows? But definitely a bad day. We'll keep tabs on that. But again, if you want to go see the full video, it is out on the internet. We're not playing that full video for the obvious reasons. And we did our best to make sure that we had the appropriate version of that because the actual video of that is just absolutely insanity. We're going to continue our 50-minute music hour with music by David Bowie and Queen on Max FM.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts at Trucking for a Cause at the Badger State Trucking Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like Kentucky Henutters. Go to badgerstatetruckandshow.org for details.
Swing into the Baraboo Fresh Market for flavor-packed deals and fresh-picked value. This is Craig. Certified Angus beef, boneless ribeye steaks, just $14.99 a pound. Or grab family-sized 85% lean ground chuck, only $4.69 a pound. Have a craving that needs crunching? Stock up on Old Dutch tortilla chips, 2 for $6. Plus, cool off with Easy Ice Cream, 2 for $7. And fill the freezer with Smart One entrees, 5 for $10. Baraboo Fresh Market, where summer tastes better and your budget goes further.
The Iowa Waste Reduction Center will be hosting a free composting workshop on Friday, August 8th from 2 to 5 at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library in Baraboo. Come and get your hands dirty while learning how to make and use compost. Visit iwrc.uni.edu for information.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Welcome to the Sauk County Fair. If you love the rides, head to the new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Enjoy this ultimate thrill ride near Wisconsin Dells. Open 10 to 10 every day. Fun for the whole family. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for ticket info and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings day with Dave Grant on your Thursday morning. We hope you're having a great morning so far. Don't forget, we are broadcasting live again Sauk County Fair today, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Stop by, say hi. You have a chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers at the Crystal Grand. We will be giving away those tickets today at the Sauk County Fair. We'll have more information about that throughout the day, what you need to do. So make sure you stop on by to the Sauk County Fair. We look forward to seeing you there. We had a great time meeting everyone yesterday. It was just so nice. We were busy the whole time, which we absolutely love. We appreciated all the listener interaction and all the folks that stopped by. We hooked people up with some Max FM swag yesterday as well. So we're glad we could do that. That's our goal. That way we don't bring all that stuff back with us as well. We don't want to have to put it back away. So yeah, stop by, help us get that stuff out of there. And we enjoy everyone that did come by. And let's see, tonight, bull riding, Sauk County Challenge of Champions. That is happening at the Sauk County Fair. That is always very interesting. So stop by and see that tonight. The rides will begin at 4 p.m. They go until 11 p.m. The Midway's open. It's so nice to see all the people in the Midway last night. It did not take long for those to get in to get on the ride. So there's plenty of opportunity for that. Also, Swing Crew is going to be in the Litcher Pavilion tonight. So if you want to listen to the Swing Crew, stop on by. Such a great group. And they'll be there from 9:30 p.m. till 12:30 tomorrow morning. So, yes, Swing Crew, get those bumper stickers out. I remember going to the Swing Crew in the back in the day. I won't be there tonight, unfortunately, because I have to be up early. But, yes, I'll be out there again tonight. Rhonda will be out there. Wendy will be out there. You never know who else is going to stop by from the Max FM crew, you know. Maybe we'll get a visit from somebody who hasn't been through in a while. We'll see what happens. But yeah, stop on by 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sauk County Fair. And again, rodeo tonight. That's in the grandstand starting at 6:30 p.m. Here is Survivor Eye of the Tiger. After this, we'll have a look at news and weather on Max FM.
Dreams of the Somebody